Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto each and every one of you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to go right in to our text this morning, and the text is Isaiah 53. And what I would like to do, by God's grace, I realize, and it was in the chapter before, there's an introduction to Isaiah chapter 53. And I'm going to look at that introduction with you this morning to Isaiah 53, which tells us, explains to us what Jesus would go through to save our souls, to give us eternal life. And I will go through that this afternoon, but I would like now to look at verses 13 and 14 and the first part of 15, which is really the introduction to chapter 53. And I have to confess to you that it wasn't until recently I realized that this is a part of and the introduction to chapter 53. And it's beautiful. I think Pastor Jason, he was much more brave than I would have been to have chosen that passage, that text this morning. I looked at that and I thought, wow, that's difficult. Thank you, Pastor Jason. Well, let me read to you, and I'll be as brief as I can, the introduction to this afternoon's text. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. Verse 13 of chapter 52. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. That means he shall deal wisely. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage, that means his facial expression, his appearance, was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Amen. Amen. This Isaiah chapter 53, by the way, often talked about as the gospel, and you're going to wonder about this now, but wait till what I say next, as the gospel of the Old Testament. We say, well, the Old Testament, we don't think of the gospel in the Old Testament. But this introduces to us, God gives us a prophetic exposition here of what Jesus would go through for you and for me. And he ends up by telling us that he made intercession for the transgression of our sins for you and for me, paid for our sins, called the gospel of the Old Testament. Now verse 13. Behold, my servant shall deal wisely. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Beloved, this is God talking about Jesus. Behold, my servant. He's talking about Jesus, his son, our Lord and Savior. And he says he will deal prudently. He will deal wisely. And I can't help but go with you just for very quickly to Mark chapter 10, verses 43 and 45. He will deal wisely. Look how he dealt with us. In verse 43, we find these words of Mark 10. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your servant. And isn't that what Jesus became for us? He came to be our servant. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. In his wisdom, this is how he came to save us. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, or not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for you and for me. And then there's something that is important here for us. And it says, verse 14, as many were appalled or astonished to see at thee, his visage was so marred more than any other man, and his form more than the sons of men. This tells us that our Jesus was both God and man. in verse 13, it says, his servant, his son, he was God, was he not? And yet he became man for us. And then it says, and he became marred. He suffered. See, Isaiah 53 talks about his suffering for you and for me. And so this shows that he was God, yet he came to this earth in the incarnation, became man for us, and he gave his very life for you and for me. Through his suffering, he paid for our sins. And then we find in the first part of verse 15, so he shall sprinkle many nations. Well, you know, this intimates washing. It intimates cleansing, does it not? For you and for me, for the world. Zechariah 13:1 says that a fountain was opened for the cleansing of Israel. And that fountain is the blood. In the Old Testament, Moses, he introduced, well, through the wisdom of God, the sacrifices that were offered in the temple for the sins of the people. But they had to do this often. And then this sprinkling, this washing, when Jesus came, he shed his blood once for all for you and for me, so that we no longer need to make sacrifices, but to simply believe in Jesus, believe in the gospel. So with Moses, the sprinkling, he sprinkled that blood of the Old Testament, sprinkled one nation, the Israelites. But when Jesus came, his blood would sprinkle, would cleanse and wash every nation in the world. Every person who would call upon the name of Jesus, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, did he not? Now, just in closing this morning, I'm going to take us, we'll look at this other, and somewhat briefly also this afternoon, but I want us to go down to verse 7 in chapter 53. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He voluntarily went to that cross, and he didn't put up a fight. He didn't kick and pout. Maybe I'm talking about myself there, but he didn't. He opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. I think the little ones this morning will remember this. Not too long ago, we have a daughter and her family who live in Iowa. And we were talking to William, the grandson, and we all have neat stories about our grandchildren. They are gifts to us. But anyway, he said he awakened in the morning and he looked out the window of their home. And there's a tree, a fairly good-sized tree, right by his window. You open the window, and there's the tree, right there. And he said he looked into the eyes of an owl. He said he looked into the eyes of a huge owl. But there's something about this owl. Around that owl, birds were flying, and whatever birds chirp, but, you know, they were angry, flapping their wings around this owl. But that all, William said, just sat there. He didn't do a thing. That all just sat there while those birds were abusing that owl. And he said there was a blue one in the midst. Well, that kind of tells us it could have been a blue jay. And blue jays are quite feisty. But he said, Grandpa, that owl just stood there, sat there in that tree branch and didn't flap its own wings. It didn't squawk at them or anything. He said, Grandpa, I call that's my Jesus owl. And there's really an illustration there. That's my Jesus owl. Just the week before, in a service, the pastor talked about Jesus and what he did for us on that cross. And he went voluntarily, willingly, for you and for me. Yes, I was really happy that he saw that in that owl. He was listening. And that made me feel good too. He heard the message, the Jesus owl. Now, I'm not trying to compare that owl, and you know that, with Jesus. But it's the analogy. Thanks be to God for Jesus, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. God, our Father, we thank you for your plan to save us. And oh, what a cost. Father, we thank you that he didn't turn around and go back, but that he set his face steadfastly toward Jerusalem. Because he knew that's the only way we could be saved. He and the Father had already taken care of these plans and talked about them. And he would come to this earth on behalf of us so that we could one day enter heaven's gates and not have to enter hell. Father, thank you that he went all the way. And within his vision, he saw those of his people who would be saved, and that gave him joy, and that gave him the courage and the initiative to go on and complete his mission. Oh Lord, help us somehow to grasp that. I know, Father, I don't even know how to explain it. To me, sometimes it's a mystery, but because of your word, I know it's true. Father, in thy word do we hope. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. May you humble your hearts and receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.